This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your hosts Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, as always, if you'd like to get some more information about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with BUSKA.com. Of course, while you're at the website, make sure to head on over to the radio page. You can check out some of our past shows. Also, subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. Also, check out the TV show page. We've got some of our previous episodes out there as well, so you can catch up on some of those topics that we've been talking about so far this year, as well as all of the other resources that we have on our website, including the ability to schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation in our Wausau or Eau Claire office. Or we can always schedule virtually, too, if that works better for you. Now, tax-advantaged retirement accounts like 401ks, IRAs, and others may be an essential part of retirement for many Americans. But it's important to note that you don't keep every penny that you contribute to those accounts due to taxes. Income taxes are often required on distributions from your retirement accounts. But there are some potential steps that you can take that may help minimize the tax bill that you'll face when you start making withdrawals from those retirement accounts. And be sure to chat about tax-related matters with a qualified tax professional. And of course, if you're looking for a new one, you can always reach out to Carl Van Setters here at our office at Legacy Tax Solutions. Now, there was a U.S. News & World Report article entitled How to Pay Less Tax on Retirement Account Withdrawals. And it's got some really great information that I think will help fuel a really fun and informative conversation today. But before we investigate strategies for saving a bit of money on taxes, let's make sure to introduce everyone that's here with us today, Sue and Tony. Tony, how's it going so far in 2024?
I am having a great 2024 so far. I hope everyone out there is, all our listeners. And one of the reasons is we kicked it off with a week in Nashville, and I got to hang out with both you and Sue in Nashville, and you had a lot of your staff came with. Kaylee was there. It was great to see all of you, and we had a blast and learned a few things along the way. It was a huge financial conference, and Cole, the highlight was you were one of the featured speakers. And I mean, we're talking about 500 of the top financial minds and advisors around the country. And you were one of the featured speakers to impart your wisdom on the masses. And I thought you did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Tony.
Good job on that. And that was really cool getting to hear you talk about how you help your clients there, you and Sue. And so I think that was great. So that's a good kickoff to the year. Each year we have that Gradient Financial Summit, and they usually assemble some of the best financial advisors come to this, and great financial minds and great speakers, Cole Bruner, Brian Belsky, a lot of great people. So
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Was good.
It was
that
a great
was
event.
Good. Yeah, I loved it. Sue, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I had a great time, and it was great listening to all the speakers. And, of course, you know, I'm biased. I thought Cole was the best.
I hope so. I
thought so, too.
Yeah. I hope so.
But
I thought he did a great job.
He sure did.
Sue, why didn't you get up there and talk?
No.
She prefers to speak to our radio and TV listeners.
Yes,
versus 500 people in an audience.
Yeah. I like to.
That's
the behind
true.
The
and
scenes
I hosted
talk.
The awards event, but they made me rush through them. But I had fun. I cracked a couple of jokes. So
yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Well, Sue, I know you've been doing good. You guys are keeping busy. I bet you're really busy since coming back from the conference. But you come back armed with a lot of great financial knowledge. And that's what we're talking about on the show today, right? You know, I doubt that I have little doubt, actually, that saving money on taxes that come with your retirement withdrawals, that's going to be of interest. And I think it's so important. Right.
That's exactly right, Tony. And the first potentially wise step is to avoid early withdrawal penalties. Now, if you withdraw money from a traditional IRA before you're 59 and a half, you may be hit with a 10% early withdrawal penalty. However, it might be possible to take penalty-free 401k withdrawals when you reach 55 if you leave a job that's associated with that specific account. Now, furthermore, you may be able to avoid IRA early withdrawal penalties if you use the money for an approved reason, like a hefty medical bill, college costs, or even to purchase a first home.
Wow. Okay. That's great. Now, obviously, making sure your retirement withdrawal strategy is as squared away as possible is another great reason to work with financial professionals like yourselves. And personally, I've always considered retirement withdrawals far too important to try to figure out on my own. I know I'm going to need help there. And you don't want to make a mistake with retirement withdrawals from a retirement account. You don't want to touch that money until you're in retirement, first of all. Otherwise, you can get hit with big penalties.
Absolutely. That's completely true, Tony. And you may also be able to roll over your 401k without tax withholdings. So here's an example of that. If you withdraw money from your 401k when you switch jobs, 20% may be withheld to cover income taxes. Now, if you don't promptly put that entire distribution, including the withheld 20%, into a different retirement account, you may be hit with income taxes as well as potentially an early withdrawal penalty on what you've taken out. But it is possible to avoid both the tax withholding and the potential of penalties and fees if you transfer the money directly from your 401k to the trustee of a different 401k or traditional IRA. Income taxes are not withheld for trustee-to-trustee transfers.
Oh, okay. See, already we're getting in the weeds. I wouldn't want to deal with that. What role, though, do RMDs? We've talked about required minimum distributions before. Sue, what role do they play in all of this?
Well, that's a great question, Tony, because as many of you probably know, you're required to withdraw money from traditional 401ks and IRAs once you reach age 73. Now, the penalty for missing an RMD is 25% of the total that you should have withdrawn. And that penalty is on top of the income tax that's required on the withdrawal. But if you realize your mistake and quickly correct it, the penalty may fall to you as little as 10%. Now, additionally, if you're still working after you've turned 73 and you don't own 5% or more of the company you work for, you may keep delaying 401k withdrawals from your current employer, but not IRA withdrawals until you formally retire. So you should also be aware that the RMD age rises to 75 on January 1, 2033.
Wow. Okay. Am I going to be around in 2033?
I hope so.
So, but an older RMD age, I mean, even if it's a decade out, that's a good thing, right? I think that's something our listeners will also need to discuss with their financial professional.
Absolutely. You should definitely begin to formulate a strategy behind that if you're getting close to that age. Now, next, you should be certain that you don't accidentally take two distributions in the same year. Your first RMD is required no later than April 1 of the year you turn 73. After that, you're next, and every following distribution is required by December 31st every year. Now, if you delay your first distribution until April, you may end up making two distributions in the same year, and that may result in a large tax bill or even a move into a higher tax bracket. So make sure to meet with a qualified financial services professional and tax professional to determine if your tax bill may be smaller if you take your first and second RMDs in different years.
Wow. Okay. So some people may want to meet with a financial professional to talk about taking withdrawals before they turn 73 then. Isn't that right, Sue?
Yes, that is right. And while you aren't required to take that money out of a traditional retirement account until you reach 73, taking smaller distributions while you're still in your 60s may help you spread your tax burden over more years while also keeping you in a lower tax bracket, which ultimately means you could potentially shrink your lifetime tax burden. So making 401k and IRA withdrawals when you have a smaller income year, perhaps after you've retired but haven't started receiving Social Security, may mean that you're going to pay a lower income tax rate on your retirement savings. So for example, you and your financial services professional may be able to determine how much you can withdraw from your retirement accounts each year to stay in your current tax bracket, or perhaps even move into a smaller bracket.
Well, and I think that's a really great point, Sue. Now, Cole, we're going to take a quick break here, but I know you have something for our listeners before we do.
Absolutely, Tony. I want to remind them that they can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com, or they can give us a call at 715-355-4445. And of course, they can schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation with one of our highly skilled advisors anytime on the website or by calling us directly. Again, that's 715-355-4445. And you can schedule in our Wausau office, Eau Claire office, or virtually.
All right, that sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com. Or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And during our show today, we've been talking about how you can save money on your retirement withdrawals. You don't want to make costly mistakes with those. Sue, what do you have for us next on this topic?
Well, Tony, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Pay Less Tax on Retirement Account Withdrawals, and it has more insights that we're eager to share. Now, earmarking an IRA distribution to a favorite charity may be an option worth really discussing with your financial services professional. People who are at least 70 and a half may avoid paying income tax on IRA withdrawals of as much as $100,000 or $200,000 for couples per year if they contribute to a charity. Now, a qualifying charity donation may be directly paid from your IRA to the qualified charity. You aren't required to itemize your taxes to make an IRA charitable distribution, and you're permitted to donate to multiple charities. An IRA charitable donation meets the minimum distribution requirement. You're also allowed to dedicate a percentage of your RMD to charity and then withdraw the remaining amount as income. Now, we'd recommend further discussing these strategies with both your tax professional and your financial services professional.
Yeah, always good advice. And on past shows, Cole, I know you've talked about how many of your clients have organizations they support, or maybe they tithe to a church. So talking about that option more with members of your financial team seems like a good step.
Oh, absolutely. That's always a good idea. And also, funneling some of your retirement savings into an after-tax Roth account may help provide you with tax-free investment growth and also tax-free withdrawals during your later years. Now, while you won't benefit from a tax deduction in the year that you contribute to a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, you won't be required to pay income taxes on the investment growth inside of that account. And withdrawals during your retirement from an account that's at least 5 years old are typically going to be tax-free. Now, if you think there's a chance that you'll end up in a higher tax bracket during retirement, or if taxes may go up, then a Roth account may also position you to maintain a current, a lower tax rate.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And I know Roths aren't a fit for all financial strategies, though, right? They may be great, but maybe not for everybody.
Well, that's correct, Tony, though Roth IRAs and 401ks provide certain advantages, they don't fit perfectly in everyone's financial strategy. Now, to me, the biggest potential danger is that when you put money into a Roth account, whether a Roth 401k or Roth IRA, you're expecting to be in a higher tax bracket during retirement. But what if you aren't? Now, clearly, you should prioritize paying taxes on your money when your rate is at its lowest. So, for example, if you're presently in the 22% tax bracket, but your retirement tax bracket is looking like it will be 12%, you're suddenly saving much less. Now, there are other potential disadvantages that you should discuss with your financial services professional before making any final decisions.
Well, yeah, and that's really key right there. You hit it on the nose. Don't make any financial decisions, especially about a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, without talking to a financial professional.
That's right, Tony. And also, placing some tax-preferred investments outside your retirement accounts may be another option when it comes to saving a bit on your retirement withdrawals. Investments that create long-term capital gains receive a special tax treatment when they're maintained outside of a retirement account. However, if you put them in a retirement account, you'll pay your standard income tax rate on any money you withdraw from the account. Now, on the flip side, you may reduce your tax payments by maintaining more highly taxed investments, including treasury inflation protected securities, corporate and government bonds, and also funds that create short term capital gains inside your retirement accounts. Now, as a reminder, we avoid deeply discussing investments on our show because we just don't have time to hit all of the highlights and all of the rules, regulations, and nuances that come with investing. Now, what I will say is that if investing is part of your strategy, then we would strongly urge you to work with a qualified financial services professional.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm still curious about the charitable donation you explained a few minutes ago. I think that's so key and can be so beneficial. Sue, could you go into just a little more detail about that?
Absolutely, Tony, because I think it's a potential solution that often doesn't get a lot of attention. So let me share some info from another U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Donate to Charity from Your IRA. Now, let's begin with a quick recap. A qualified charitable distribution is an IRA withdrawal that's paid directly from your IRA to your chosen qualified charity. Now, the first step is to make sure that you meet the qualified charitable distribution requirements. Now, you must be at least 70 and a half to make a tax-free charitable contribution. Now, those who meet that requirement are allowed to transfer up to $100,000 each year from an IRA to a qualified charity without paying income taxes on that transaction. However, if you file a joint tax return, your spouse may also contribute as much as $100,000, which means a couple may exclude up to $200,000 of their retirement savings from their income taxes if they donate it to a qualified charity. So if you contribute more than the maximum amount allowed, it will be viewed as income and will be subject to income taxes. Qualified charitable qualified charitable distributions may be made by December 31st each year for that amount to be excluded from your taxable income.
Okay. But can this kind of donation be made from any type of account?
Well, Tony, charitable contributions may only come from IRAs and not from 401ks or similar accounts. Now, that means you may need to move funds from a 401k to an IRA if making tax-free donations is a step that you'd like to include in your financial strategy.
Right, which isn't tough if you're working with a financial services professional like yourself. You can help them do that. Now, we should probably take another quick break here. Cole, let us know how our listeners can get a hold of you and Sue and set up that no-charge consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go online to retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, they can schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation right there on the website for either our WASA office, Eau Claire office, or virtually if they prefer.
All right. Sounds great. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Our hosts are Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. I'm just here to soak up the sun that is Sue Bushka today as your co-host. I love it. But we've had a great conversation today. At the conclusion of our last segment, you were both talking about how to make qualified charitable donations from your IRA. And I'd like it if we could keep going with that now, because I think it's really an important topic. I know a lot of people who write checks to their churches and tithe regularly. They might give X amount a month or a year, and they're just writing a check. So that's taxed money, but they could be saving money by having a direct charitable distribution made. So, Sue, where can we go with this topic?
Well, I'd like to continue with this because there's some good information from that article, how to donate to charity from your IRA. The next factor to weigh is that a qualified IRA charitable contributions meets that annual minimum distribution requirement for your IRA. Also, you may dedicate part of your required distribution to charity and then withdraw that remainder as retirement. So if you meet the minimum distribution requirements before the year ends. Now, if you're already making annual donations to charities and organizations that you care about, why not consider making those donations out of your IRA with money that you're required to take out anyway?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because I see people writing checks to these charities and it's out of their checking account, right?
Right.
It's money that they've paid taxes on, when if they meet the qualifications, they could just do a charitable distribution or a qualified charitable distribution, a QCD. And
right.
I'm glad you're explaining that, because, you might as well. It's going to benefit your tax strategy.
Right. And if you're not itemizing your taxes, then you're not really getting any tax benefit from writing that check to the charity out of your personal checking account. So
no, and a lot of people nowadays don't itemize anymore because of the standard deduction rules.
Yeah. At least for the next few years anyways, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Next couple of years.
Now, determining your charitable qualified distribution tax break is the next step that you may want to contemplate. As the article explains, a $100,000 charitable contribution from your IRA may ultimately save you tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, depending on your tax rate. But you don't have to make a big donation to utilize this tax break. So here's a quick example. An older person in the 24% tax bracket who makes a $5,000 charitable contribution may be able to shrink their tax bill by $1,200. And even a $1,000 donation may still save that person $240 on their taxes. Now, the possible tax benefits of charitable contributions from an IRA are even bigger the higher your tax bracket.
Oh, they are. Okay. And including regular charitable donations in your financial strategy is, to me, an excellent reason to work closely with yourselves and your team there. Right, Sue?
That's right. And next, you may want to set up a direct transfer to the charity of your choice. Now, this is another step a financial services professional would be able to help you with. So to qualify for the tax break, your money must be moved directly from your IRA to a qualified charity by the IRA trustee. Now, if you take money out of your IRA and later choose to donate it, it won't qualify as a tax-free qualified charitable donation. Like so many other parts of your financial strategy, it all comes down to timing.
Well, yeah, so much of finances and a financial plan comes down to timing. You've talked about the importance of that over and over, and you've got to make your distribution directly payable then to that preferred charity, or it's possible that money wouldn't be considered a qualified charitable distribution, and then you'll be stuck paying taxes on it, correct?
That's right. There's a reason why that word qualified is the beginning
yeah,
of that
exactly.
phrase. Right?
Yeah.
Now, in terms of choosing your charity that would be qualified, it must be a 501c3 organization for it to accept your tax-free IRA charitable contribution. Organizations that don't qualify include private foundations and donor-advised funds. You're also permitted to distribute your required minimum distributions to more than one charity during the same year. For example, you may want to consider giving a portion of your donation to a local organization that provides food assistance and another portion of your donation to an arts location that shares your values.
Oh, okay. That's another great idea. Can you give us a summary of all the important steps then we've been discussing?
Sure, Tony, I can do that. First, you must meet qualified charitable donation requirements. Now, after that, you must meet required minimum distributions, calculate your qualified charitable donation tax break, and set up a direct transfer to charity, and then select a charity that qualifies.
Okay, well, this has been a great show. A lot of information packed in here. We're out of time, though. Cole, one more time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. If any of our listeners have questions about saving money on their retirement withdrawals or creating a financial strategy that is more attuned to their personal goals, visit our website at retirewithbushka.com or give us a call at 715-355-4445 to schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation either in our Wausau office, Eau Claire office, or virtually.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445. Or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.